Blog Talk Radio. Here we are. I'm playing great music now. Just sit home and enjoy yourself. Use it on a Sunday night. What do you want? Thank you. Thank you.
It's important that you have either the QR code, the actual card, or a picture of your card. For some of the business owners we spoke with, there's a sense of relief that proof of vaccination is now a city mandate, not just up to individual business owners. For some guests, this mandate feels like a little bit of an overreach.
Hopefully this will create more reason to get vaccinated.
We got to do what we can.
We shouldn't have mandates because now always having trouble getting people in. Now you want to put two more in the family.
And the city says that proof of vaccination requirement for staff at those same impacted establishments, that comes into effect October 13 again for employees. Now, this new rule does not include the folks picking up to-go orders or to-go drinks at restaurants, and it is really just focused on those already eligible to be vaccinated, so that would be those in the 12 years or older population. Chris?
So if you're not vaccinated, though, it's not like everything is off limits in San Francisco under the mandate.
Correct, that's exactly right. There are some places to show that proof of vaccination. They include grocery stores, any of the clothing stores, hair salons, nail salons. If you're not vaccinated or you don't have your card that moment, you are still able to go into those facilities, but it's primarily some of those higher contact, is what the city's calling them, establishments like gyms, the restaurant, those sorts of establishments.
All right, thank you, Sierra.
I haven't left the house in a year.
We have moved thousands of people each day by U.S. military aircraft to get on their fire flights. We're 30 hours this weekend. We're going to create an extraordinary number of people, as I will detail in a minute, about 11,000 individuals. That number will change day to day as the air and ground operations in Kabul vary. Our first priority in Kabul is getting American citizens out of the country as quickly and as safely as possible. In my direction, the State Department continues to reach out to the remaining Americans we have identified by phone, email, and other means to ascertain their whereabouts and their plans. We're executing the plan and move for these Americans to safety, and to safely and effectively move them to the airport compound. For security reasons, I'm not going to go into the detail of these plans in detail, but I will say again today that I have said before, any American who wants to get home will get home. Also, Madam Actor, any of the citizens of our NATO allies and our partners, including the diplomats, our embassy staff, who remain in Afghanistan, and to get them back to their as well. And as we do this, we're also working to move our Afghan allies who stood with us side by side and other vulnerable Afghans, such as one of the leaders and journalists, help up the country. As of this morning, we have evacuated nearly 28,000 people since August the 14th among U.S. and coalition aircraft, including civilian charters. Bringing the total number of people who evacuated since July to approximately 33,000 persons. As this is an answer to those, I want to be clear about three things. One, planes taking off from Kabul are not flying directly to the United States. They're landing at U.S. military bases and transit centers around the world. Number two, at these sites where they're landing, we are conducting thorough scrutiny, security screening, for everyone who is not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent residence. Anyone arriving in the United States will have undergone a background check. Number three, once screened and cleared, we will welcome these Afghans who helped us in the refugee over the last 20 years to our new home in the United States of America, because that's who we are. That's what America is. You know, I've been touched by the outpouring of support that we've seen from communities and organizations across America, mobilizing to support these efforts, against to directly by U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And now, the United States, including veterans groups, refugee settlement agencies, religious organizations, and civil leaders, are standing with our Afghan allies. It exemplifies the best of America. I want to say again just how difficult this mission is and how dangerous it poses, the dangers it poses to our church on the ground. The security environment is changing rapidly. There's civilians crowded at the airport, although we've cleared it in thousands of them. We know terrorists may seek to exploit the situation to target innocent Afghans or American troops. They're maintaining constant vigilance to monitor, and disrupt threats from any source, including the likely source being ISIS, ISIS-K, the Afghan affiliate referred to as ISIS-K. But we're under no illusions about the threat.
Sore? Are you sore? Interesting. Comes my girl. Thank you.
Thank you. empire is done. Hey everyone, my name is Jamira. That's Myra for short. I'm a creative pro at Apple Purple City Center in Miami, Florida, and this is Creative Project. Today, we'll be learning how to direct, choose, and edit powerful portraits on iPhone with Harlem-based photographer Tarek Clemens. By the end of this video, you'll be ready to capture powerful portraits of your own. Mark's photos embrace one of my favorite and most powerful creative mottos, which is less is more. And a lot of his work is captured right on the streets of New York City. It wasn't until 2017 that he quit his job to pursue photography full-time. Did I mention he's so proud? I also can't help but notice that he drops his photos in a way that zooms in on someone's unique features or accessories. And through that, he transforms it into a source of power. Let's go all the way into the studio in New York City so we can learn from Mark himself.
Portraiture kind of found me. I had just moved to New York City from Florida. So I'm wandering around the city with my iPhone, just taking pictures of buildings, taking pictures of people. Anything I could find that was very interesting to me, because from there, it kind of felt like I wanted to become very storytelling. And that's when I started to introduce people to me. I think an important technique that I like to use is giving energy to get back a lot of energy. So I like to exaggerate my poses. That way, my subject feels comfortable, exaggerate their poses as well, get a good image that turns it as well. Let that shoulder hang down, that's dope. It's really just like swimming with our limbs at first. Destroying the limbs once you find it. I use photography as a way to make friends. It's kind of an excuse for me to bring my camera into a studio and say, hi. I want to have a camera, let's be friends, right? And so we're kind of guiding each other along this process of making a portrait that we both like. There we go. Let's try straight up. Let's be like a T. Another technique that I like to use is getting coverage and then getting creative. And what I mean by that is I like to start off far away and work my way in. I go high, I go low, around, and then I like to get really creative and get the extra credit stuff.
Yes, back in the day, December 29th, 2012, Bobby Goldsberry, 150 million views, December 25th on YouTube.
How big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kind of dumb and kind of smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in for work, cause I would know that she'd be sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late-night show. And honey, if I miss you, and I'm feeling good to be with you, if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad, and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck? Do I pretend it hard to be, as you could say she saw through me, and hugged my neck? I came home unexpectedly and saw her crying and leaving me in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloomed and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you. One day while I was not at home, while she was there, all of us, she just came. I have memories. Thank you.
fuck all square with you. I'm going to swear my lethal, okay? I'm hoping you know.
She got mad the first day that she planned it was just a twin.
I was out on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was firing away on channel 19. When I came up to the boy's voice on the radio,
Americans wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan, but they disapproved of the way you've handled it. I also found that based in part on what's transpired in the last week, the majority of Americans, and forgive me, I'm just the messenger, no longer consider you to be competent, focused, or effective in the job.
That was fine just hours ago, and yet another mumbling, stumbling, bumbling performance in which he tried to spin his way out of the disaster he's created, but at the same time admitted it could get even worse, that he might have to extend the withdrawal deadline that just days ago he was adamant he would stick to, and perhaps most astonishingly promised tough screening for every non-US national evacuated from Afghanistan while leaving our southern border wide open. Evening, everyone. Welcome to The Next Revolution. I'm Steve Hilton, and this is the home of positive populism, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-community, and especially pro-America. This is the New York Times this morning.
And it's a fine line.
Oh, Give it to me anyway. Presenting Valley Easy Light, ultra-thin technology for support that feels beautifully light. Valley, comfort revolutionized. Anything is possible isn't just a phrase. We grew up watching our parents succeed. We made time for school, gaming, and each other. We might not have it all figured out, but we're not alone.
Programs like ATN, we've also been connecting and uplifting Asian Pacific American students for years. To learn more about resources, workshops, and our other programs, visit atanet.com.
After all, we're not imagining our future. We're deciding what's next.
Going round, people talking about the film. Thank you. sold my soul. You bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost be
all over your face, you're driving. Oh.
smoking.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
Wow, I'll stop it, Frank.